Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Buddy, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, February 4th, 2021, and according to Punxsutawney Phil, seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, and groundhog ease has stated, and I quote, "It's a beautiful morning. This I could see with all my fans viewing virtually, with my faithful followers being safe and secure. Our tradition of Groundhog Day must endure. We all have passed through the darkness of night, but now we see hope of morning's bright light. When I turn to see, there's a perfect shadow cast of me. 6 more weeks of winter there will be." End quote. So there you have it, folks. 6 more weeks of winter, which means 6 more weeks of snow riding for all of us winter powder enthusiasts. I wonder if that whole polar vortex thing had anything to do with it. Speaking of sliding on snow, my buddy Dominic and I just got back from the San Juan Mountains in Colorado, and boy oh boy was the getting good. We toured around Red Mountain Pass, and given the recent snowfall resulted in avalanche problems that consisted of persistent slab on all aspects, below, near, and above treeline, we stuck to lower angle terrain and skied some pretty epic blower pow. It was a good trip. It was my 4th time hitting up Red Mountain Pass, and my first time doing it without a guide, giving Dominic and I the opportunity to put our level 1 avalanche knowledge to work and hone our backcountry skills. We planned, we did some route finding, we stayed out of harm's way. Because after all, proper planning prevents piss-poor performance. Or the 6 P's, as I like to call it. 6 P's, that's a good name for a garage man. Our skills were tested at one point where we were forced to reassess our travel to stay out of harm's way. More on that in just a second, but first, here's a quick synopsis on our day leading up to our forced reassessment that hopefully provides a bite-sized morsel of takeaway knowledge for you. I'll also be posting some cool pictures and maps of our ski tour on our website, so be on the lookout for that. But for now, here's what went down. Dominic and I had made plans the night before to hit up Red Mountain Pass, skin up McMillan Peak, and ski down its west-facing slope. The avalanche forecast for the day was persistent slab on all aspects, below, near, and above treeline. Southwest winds of up to 17 miles per hour suggested we keep an eye out for snow drifts and the possibility of an additional wind slab avalanche problem. We felt pretty good about our plan given that the slopes we would be traveling on were less than 30 degrees. We left Silverton the next day at around 9:30 on a bone-chilling morning. I think the temperature at the time was somewhere around 8 degrees Fahrenheit, but not to worry because that day's forecast was a high of a balmy 25 degrees with clear bluebird skies. On our way to Red Mountain Pass, we made observations and noticed some loose dry slides along the way. This was no surprise given the recent heavy snowfall the day before. We got to the trailhead and started to get our gear together when I recognized someone parked 2 cars away. It was Kurt Blair, my level 1 avalanche instructor. We said our hellos and exchanged plans for the day. Turns out that he and the group he was guiding essentially had the same plan as Dominic and me, which reaffirmed our plan for the day was a safe one. Kurt also let me know that the aforementioned persistent slab problem was highly sensitive and that things were moving, just as I suspected. We set out on our ski tour below treeline, meandering our way up to US Basin, passing the St. Paul Lodge along the way. The basin sits just west of McMillan Peak and offers endless options of low-angle skiable terrain that is visible just as you get near treeline. Once we got near Treeline, the excitement of being in the mountains kicked in because as we looked to the west, we saw a glorious and vast landscape of snow-covered mountains, sunshine, blue skies, and epic landscapes. We were definitely in type A fun mode as we got above Treeline and worked our way up the basin heading to McMillan Peak. We topped out at about 12,800 feet, a stone's throw away from the summit, on a small saddle where we believe was a better transition spot. We removed the skins from our skis, stowed them in our packs, and dropped in on epic deep powder run. How deep, you ask? So deep that I buried the entire length of my ski pole that was fully extended to 145 centimeters and still didn't touch the ground. But I digress. We get to the bottom of the run with our hearts filled with joy, only to realize that we ended up on the wrong side of a ridge. We were supposed to traverse a few meters higher than where we had stopped, but not to worry. We saw skin tracks heading back towards the area we needed to get to, so we slapped on our skins and started following the skin tracks. Dominic takes the lead, and we follow the skin tracks for a few minutes, with Dominic about 30 yards ahead of me, when suddenly he comes to an abrupt stop. I curiously catch up to him and realize why he stopped, and for good reason. He came up to a spot where, to the right of him, the terrain went from a mellow, less than 30 degree slope to a much steeper 40 degree slope, and to the left of him was a tree-filled terrain trap, and the skin tracks we were following were right smack in the middle of the two features. We stood there for a hot minute to assess the terrain and determined that where we were standing at the moment had little to no exposure to the hazard. The hazard had high probability and low consequence, but the aforementioned terrain trap was a huge increase to our vulnerability. After some deliberation between Dominic and I, and no sooner he took a step forward, we feel the collapse of snow followed by the dreaded womp 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 womp. At which point we backed up slowly and chose less riskier terrain and eventually made it back to where we needed to be. The moral to the story is that just because there are skin tracks doesn't mean it's safe to travel. Always be in a state of monitoring and assessing in order to stay safe. Remember, having fun and getting back home in one piece is the goal, not just having fun. Well, that's it for this week. If you enjoyed the show, then go ahead and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. And if you want to support the show and do shopping on Amazon, then visit www.steepangle.com. That's STEEPANGLE.com. Click through the Amazon banner on our homepage, bookmark the link, and do your usual Amazon shopping. It won't cost you anything, and it's a way to show us a little love. Bye for now.